How are your how's your winter athletics schedule going?
Good, good. Happy and proud to say that last night the girls' bowling team won a share of the conference title last night. We're still in there with the boys trying to we're battling right up there at the top. So congratulations to the girls' bowling team. Wrestling is currently in second place. They've won a tournament over in Milwaukee Hamilton in the last couple of weekends, so that was awesome. So they're doing really well, second right now. Boys basketball is at about 500. Got a tough conference. Rip and Waupun are some really good basketball teams.
Yeah.
Picked to possibly go to state. So we're hanging in there. So about 500. And girls basketball has won their last two games. We've won six games already this year, and we've struggled lately. But Russell Thull is turning that program around. But you know they're steadily getting better every year. So congratulations to all the fall sports. Excuse me, winter sports.
Finally got some snow so they can ski.
Skiing, yes. You know we are very lucky in Keewaskum to have a ski hill and to be able to offer skiing, bowling, trap shooting. Lots of great things that we can offer at our school district. So, yes, I'm sure Sunburst is happy, too.
So the standardized test scores came out. How did your kids do?
We did very well. By the way, I just was able to get an update for us. The bowling last night for boys took third place. So congratulations
okay.
to the boys taking third. The test scores were embargoed until the middle of January, and so they were released. And we will make another report to the board a week from Monday night, or excuse me, 2 weeks from tonight. And at that time, we'll be able to show them some really significant growth in our English learners. So English has taken a significant increase as far as our scores are concerned. We went up over 10%.
Oh, that's good.
So we're really, really happy about that. It's part of a dual effort in a literacy program and initiative that we started last year. And also we had a co-teaching initiative that we started 2 years ago. So combination of those two things, putting them together, it looks like it's working. And we had double-digit gains in our English scores. So we're really, really proud about that and looking forward to having that board report. Math, we had growth as well. It was more about 4% growth, 5% growth, so it's still a decent amount of growth. We are, our literacy and co-teaching has more at the elementary level been focusing on English because part of every other of the core areas is about reading and writing. So that's where we started. And so even in math, it's just not math problems. They have to be able to understand and read the math as well. So, and express it in different ways. And so we're looking forward to kind of transitioning out of English and into math and really seeing those soar as well. So we have a good trajectory. They say it takes 5 to 7 years to change a culture, 3 to 5 years to really change and get some initiatives going. So we're in year two, and so we're very, very happy to see how far we've come already.
Now, this is the only time that this particular test will be given, right, that they took? This is the one that nobody liked that they threw out?
Yeah, this is from last year. So this year's testing will happen here in the spring.
Right.
And so there will be a bank of tests that we'll be giving, the Badger exams as well as the Aspire testing and the ACT at the high school. This will be the second year that all high school juniors have to take the ACT. So that will happen in early March and then in March and April. And so then we'll see the results then as well. Part of what I think is obviously a good thing is that the testing is now at the end of the year, where the WKCE testing was in late October, early November. So it gives you a better idea of how a child is doing at the end of a given grade instead of kind of in the middle of it.
Yeah, which just seemed like an odd time to do that.
It was an odd time to do it, and I think the realism of it is that it took them almost 6 months to get the scores back. So they wanted to at least get the scores back by the end of that grade for children.
Okay.
So that's why they had to give it in October, November. with the way the tests are aligned now and that they're more computerized, the results can be tabulated and extrapolated much quicker than they were before. Thus, they're able to do it in the end of the year, in the spring.
Now, do kids get their individual results on these or no?
Yes, the children do as well as the parents, and they'll say they'll get their own individual results, and then they'll see how they fare against other students at their grade level.
And this is a time of year for you where your second semester is started, so you're already looking forward, looking to next year in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah, what we try to do in Keewaskum, something that we started a couple of years ago with Julie Thorson, our new business manager. I say new. This is in her third year. One of the things that we heard from our public, from our community, from actually our board as well, is that they wanted a little bit more openness in how we were doing the budgeting. So we start already in December and start to give them an update on next year's budget, where we think we are at. And so in December, we gave a board report saying, given a 1.5 to 2% increase in utilities, salaries, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, busing, we think that our expenses are going to be this. Meanwhile, we're taking a look at our revenue limit, which is the amount of money we get per student. And we say we think that if we have the same amount of students next year as we did this year, and sometimes we go up a couple of students, sometimes we go down. We've been probably a declining enrollment of about 15 kids a year for the last few years. But every once in a while, we'll sneak into the positive area. So we try to use just a very realistic, no growth, no loss in students. If we have the same amount of students, we get this amount of money in our revenue limit. So here's what we think our expenses are. Here's what we think our revenue limit's going to be, and what's the difference. And right now for next year, as it stands, we're about $420,000 short, which is pretty typical for the last 5 years. We've cut over $2 million out of our budget over the last 5 years, and so this is right in line with what we've been seeing lately. So somewhere between now and the end of June, we're going to try to balance that budget and find that $420,000. It gets tougher every year.
I'm thinking.
And I think I'll segue into the next part of what I think we are going to talk about anyway, and that's with our long-range planning committee.
Right.
Is with the way schools are funded in the state, not necessarily going to try and create this very negative attitude. You know, we make do with what we have. That's the Washington County way, and we've been able to do that. And we've sharpened our pencil and tried to be a little bit more fiscally responsible. And so far we've been able to do that. But at some point you can't, and we're going to get to that point at some point in time, but we'll continue to do what we can. But that doesn't leave us money for other things. It doesn't leave us money for redoing major projects. And the way the schools are funded is you have to go and ask your community for permission to do those things. And so because of that, we have our elementary school that will be paid off sometime in the next couple, 3 years. We can start paying it off in April of this year. It has to be paid off by April of 19. And we will be looking at getting that debt off our books, and that would be the time. It's about 20 years that we look at what other big building needs, facility needs that we have, and that's our long-range planning committee, and that's why we're doing it now and not some other time, because then we can be somewhat consistent in our levy and in the tax rate. So you won't see a big increase or a big decrease one way or the other. We can keep it consistent. And once the one debt is done and retired, then we can hopefully transition to another if that's what our community wants to do. So we're looking at the needs at the middle school and high school. Our long-range planning committee has kind of identified those are the needs that we really have to take a look at. And they've identified the middle school as needing a lot of help, in severe need. And then parts of the high school are also of dire need as well for some renovations and updates.
Bank committee still meeting once a month?
Yep, we meet the third Tuesdays of the month from 6 to 8 o'clock. Anybody's welcome. And we have about 60 standing members on the committee, and we've done tours a couple weeks ago. We did tours of the Berlin School District as well as Lamira School District, and those of you that are familiar with the Lamira School District, they're in the middle of that. They plan on finishing up, I believe, at the end of next month, and they put an all-surface field down on their football field and their surrounding areas. So they can use it literally from the time the snow melts until the snow flies for all kinds of sports, not just football, but they use it for softball, for baseball, for soccer, because you can use it 24/7 as long as there's not snow on it. So that was a very interesting and good thing for our community members to see. They've redid some things, it added on to some things, remodeled some classrooms. And then we went up to Berlin, and they just added a middle school onto their high school. And so that was a really good opportunity for us to see how they can combine the two into one building, because that's obviously going to be one of our options. There's not a lot of options out there. I mean, either you're going to add on to the existing high school, or you're going to remodel what you have, or you have to look at another place to build some things.
Right.
And we'll do a community survey that will be coming up probably in the end of March, early April, where we'll kind of get this down a little bit closer to what, specifically we can do or what we want to do. And then we'll send out a community survey and see what the community wants us to do.
So starting on February 1st, the annual school choice time opens up. And I know it becomes difficult for districts.
Yeah, the good news, bad news, more specifically for our district, when I started 4 years ago, we had about a 90-student difference between kids going out of our district versus kids coming into our district. So we spent a lot of time on that over the last couple, 3 years, trying to look at why kids open and roll out versus open and rolling in. And, what we've came to is much of it has to do with geography. We have a 155-square-mile district. Those on the very outskirts, on the southwest or the southeast part of the district, and then up in the northeast part of the district, it's much easier for them to go to a neighboring school district because that's where they basically spend their time and where they go to work. And so when you have to take a 10, 12-mile drive to get to your school, sometimes it's easier just to go to a neighboring school. So that was probably the biggest reason why we lost students. Obviously, we are a smaller school district than West Bend or even Slinger. Hartford, they're a little bit bigger. So there's if you have a very special skill or you have a very special idea about something, we may not be able to provide that for you, but that's few and far between with the way that we can do our coursework now. So our curriculum is very similar to what they can get anywhere else, so we've kind of taken that away. But we can't change the geography. We are who we are, and so what we're trying to do is make sure that parents, when they have a choice, that they don't leave because the educational quality. And so we think that our quality is as good as anyone around, and I'm sure everybody else does too. But, our numbers are starting to show that. So we're pretty proud of that. From a general perspective, school choice, I don't think anybody's going to argue with parents should be able to send their kids to what they think is their best school. I don't know that anybody's going to argue with that. The critical thinking part comes into play then. And then, how do you compare schools and how do you compare apples to apples instead of apples to oranges? And that's where it gets a little tougher. And in the end, we in Washington County, again, I will put a shout-out to Darren over at Slinger and Ted in West Bend. The three of us try to work very closely together to try to regionalize some programs. Our college and career fair that's coming up on March 17th is just a great example of this. Our Workforce Alliance work that we've been doing for the last couple of years is another sign of us trying to work together. We meet with Moraine Park, and we're trying to work more regionally to save everyone some money. It's kind of a catch-22. If you're working together on things, which is the way it should be, it's kind of then tough to say, but now we're going to have to try to market and take each other's children. That's a tough one to, but we're committed to working together. So hopefully, as Darren has said, and they've closed their doors already, their open enrollment is pretty well closed for next year because they have as many kids as they want. We obviously are wide open and will take children at this time, and I'm sure West Bend is in the same boat. We don't want to fight for kids. We want them to make choices based on what's best for them and their parent and the parents.
The big the career fair is coming up. That's March 17th. I talked with Ed Craig Farrell from the West Bend Area Chamber in the other day. He talked about how they're trying to get a little more involved in it and get some more businesses there. How many businesses have yet? And how many exhibitors do you have lined up? Do you know?
I believe we've got almost every major college university in Wisconsin that will be joining us from the college side, the career end. I think we are at 25 last year, and I believe that we plan on having over 30 this year. So we will have the whole Washington County Fair Park, one of those two big buildings, will be full, and over 1,000. And I believe Kettle Moraine and Living Word are going to join us this
time. Okay.
So every high school in the area will have an opportunity to come through. So that's Hartford, Slinger, West Bend, Kewaskum, Living Word, Kettle Moraine, Lutheran. So you're talking probably over 1,200 junior students alone. And then parents as well as other high school kids can come out intermittently throughout the day. So it's I don't think anyone else in the state is doing something like this. So, again, kudos to the people in Washington County for trying to work together.
Last year I was out there and I was very impressed with the way it went. So,
yeah, we've got some really strong business partners in Maysteel, Signacast, Triton Trailers, Regalware, Serigraph. They've been great partners. Condex up in just a little bit north of here, up in just outside of Lamira. Jim Wessing, great partner, willing to do whatever it takes. So we've got some really wonderful businesses here in town and great partners. And, Gruber Tool and Die right down the road here is getting more and more involved, even though they're a little bit smaller of a business.
But they're expanding.
They're expanding, and they're trying to they're really trying to do what's good things for kids. And I think ultimately we're all trying to do the same thing, is to say that this is a great place to work as well as live. Washington County, we need workers, especially skilled working positions, and so we need to make sure that we do everything in our power to give kids a career and be ready for the next phase of their life.
Anything else on your list this morning?
Yeah, just a couple other things. We've got our Fiesta Fun Night. It's our second annual. Spanish Department and Spanish Club is doing a little Fiesta Fun Night, so if people want something to do, come on over to the high school from 6 to 8 o'clock and enjoy some different kinds of Mexican food and dancing. And it's kind of a really just a fun event.
When is that?
Tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. In the high school. And there's no charge. And it's just kind of a fun thing to do. We have a lot of other things going on. We have an art competition. We have Alumni Achievement Award. Those alumni out there, take a look at our website, and we'd like to hear from you as far as achievement is concerned. We have a soup special going on February 27th to help friends of abused families. And so there's always lots of fun things, good things, helpful things, community-orientated things going on in Kewaskum. So just check our website, go online, check our website, and you'll probably find a lot more things out there.
I'm always impressed when we talk about how the school and the community are so intertwined for you.
It is. We are truly a community-based school. We don't have a lot of businesses in town. We have smaller businesses, but not the big manufacturing-type businesses in town. And so we have to work very collaboratively together. We also bring in kids from a lot of surrounding. The Kewaskum School District is made up of many different communities that come together. So our kids, whether they're coming from Barton or Farmington or Wayne or Auburn, Ashford, as well as the town and village of Kewaskum, we all come together. Mitchell is part of us as well. So we work from three different counties. So we break a lot of lines and cross a lot of lines. So we're really the only thing that brings that all together. So to expect the village to do something by themselves is somewhat difficult because we have so many kids from other communities. So we are the meeting point. We are the glue that holds everything together. And so we need to recognize and appreciate that. And that's part of the long-range planning committee is to take a look at community space, field space for our children to participate in. So, yeah, you're right. It truly is a community school.